This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The longest undefended land border in the world. Go ahead. See if you can guess which it is. I'll wait. Longest undefended. The U.S.-Canadian border is what I'm talking about. It's been basically closed, although undefended, since March. And on Friday, the two sides agreed, Essential Commerce accepted, to keep it closed for another 30 days at least. You might have seen the Toronto Blue Jays are not going to be playing ball in their home stadium in this virus-shortened season. Too risky, apparently, to allow people from down here to get in up there, it seems. And as Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, the closure has hit the economics of border towns real, real hard.
Summer at Niagara Falls is usually pretty lively. Restaurants, full. The bridges that link the U.S. and Canada, packed. This year, though?
Right now is peak season, and you're probably seeing about 10% of what you'd normally see.
That's Gordon Stevens, who runs a Niagara Falls travel website and books boat rides and tours. He says his business is down by 95% this year. Last year, 46,000 busloads of Canadians crossed bridges into Western New York. Since March, not one. Catherine Friedman is a fellow at the Canada Institute who lives in Buffalo. She says now that those buses have disappeared,
that means that restaurants and casinos and tourist attractions are, you know, obviously losing millions of dollars in revenue.
Annually, 20 million Canadians visit the U.S. On average, they spend almost $1,000 here at baseball games and rock concerts, outlet malls and big box stores. And they come to pick up things they've purchased online. A lot of small border towns in Washington depend on that, says Lori Troutman, who runs the Border Policy Research Institute at Western Washington University.
These towns have built up industries around Canadians, right? I mean, those industries wouldn't exist, particularly the online mail order, like P.O. Box industry, if we didn't have so many Canadians coming down.
The absence of Canadians is hurting a lot of industries along the border, says Christopher Sands, who runs the Center for Canadian Studies at Johns Hopkins University.
They provide the restaurant revenue. Maybe they're people buying gas that contributes to a local gas tax.
And that's hurting state and local governments that rely on those taxes. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.